USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
As Russia says it will scale back military activity near Kyiv, there are signs of progress in peace talks between the Kremlin and Ukraine. Delegations from the two countries met in Istanbul. Both sides say the talks were constructive. No signs of a breakthrough, however. But Russia's announcement of a scale back is being met with skepticism from Ukraine, the U.S., and the West. A sub-variant of the Omicron COVID variant that's even more contagious than the original is now the most common strain of the coronavirus in the U.S. The CDC estimates that the BA2 strain now accounts for more than half of all COVID cases. It's even more prevalent in certain parts of the country, like in the Northeast. Word of a more prevalent variant comes as the FDA has signed off on a second booster shot for older people and for those who are immunocompromised. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
It's not clear when a Florida amusement ride will reopen after a 14-year-old boy suffered a fatal fall last week. A manual for the ride obtained by the State Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services reveals that the maximum passenger weight for the Orlando Free Fall is 287 pounds and that large people should not be allowed to ride if they cannot fit in the contours of the seat and the brackets don't fit properly. Some Americans are not able to be tested for COVID for free.
The New York Times is reporting doctors and other health care providers have lost the ability to get reimbursed for testing and treating uninsured patients for the coronavirus. The Biden administration's Coronavirus Reimbursement Fund, which previously covered as many as 31.2 million uninsured Americans, has been devastated by a lack of sufficient funds.
USA Radio's Lance Pride reporting. On Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow closed up 338 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke.
Fort Laramie.
Have gun. Will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Florida is leading a 21-state lawsuit in hopes of overturning the federal government's mask mandate for public transportation. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says these policies have inconsistent logic.
If you have somebody sitting in the window seat and they're nibbling on peanuts for 2.5 hours, they can have their mask down. You have the person in the middle seat that is not eating. If they just wanted to read a magazine without the mask, then somehow that would be a big problem.
DeSantis adds that the mask mandate is contributing to the growing number of unruly passengers that have put pressure on transportation employees.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has asked the state appeals court to leave in place a lower court ruling requiring former President Donald Trump and his two adult children to answer questions under oath after a civil investigation into his business practices uncovered evidence that Trump might have misstated the value of his assets for more than a decade. Trump is appealing the lower court ruling for himself and his children, Ivanka and Don Jr. His lawyers argued that the lower court judge failed to properly weigh constitutional and ethical concerns about the investigation being led by James. James's office rejected their arguments. When Wall Street closed on Tuesday, the Dow rose by 338 points, the Nasdaq gained 265 points, the S&P 500 was up 56. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.